Parshas Vayechi, Shabbos Chazak. It's unbelievable that we're saying already Shabbos Chazak, because it's like yesterday we said, you know, it's Simchas Torah, and the next time we say Shabbos Chazak will be deep into the winter. And here we are, today was already Asara B'Teves, and Shabbos Chazak, we got to wrap up the Parshios in Chumash Bereishis. We've learned so much, we've studied so much, we've absorbed so much. And now the idea is to tie it all up and try to take it with us. The lessons of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the lessons of the Imois, the Shvatim. Next week already, the whole tune changes. We start speaking about Golos and Geula. But I found something in this week's Parsha, the Nesiva Shalom, which really is like a transition, is a transitional Parsha, Parshas Vayechi. And although we really get into the Golos next week, and we're in Mitzrayim, and we start to speak about Geula, but then Siva Shalom talks about, you know, after a couple of years, I had to go back and look at all the, we spoke about all the obvious things in this week's Parsha already, Hamalach HaGoyloisi, and we spoke about a lot of really big things in this week's Parsha. So now we have to get into a little more nitty-gritty. And then Siva Shalom says on the Pasuk, but in the Birchas Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu is going to be Nifter in this week's Parsha. And Yaakov Avinu wants to reveal the future to his children. He wants to give them the brachos, what each Shevet will be unique for. And Yaakov Avinu really, Bikesh Legalis is Akeitz, Yaakov Avinu wanted to let them know what's going to be in the future. And then we know that Yaakov Avinu was stopped. He wasn't able to explicitly say what's going to be. But we still have the brachas, and we have the very, very beautiful, important brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to his children. And the pasuk says, by the bracha of Don, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. And the Aliyah ends with that, everybody knows, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. And what the pasuk really means is that we look forward and we await the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishuascha, for your salvation, Kivisi Hashem. We are waiting, there's a Kivui. We are waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation, and we await it very, very anxiously. Chazal tell us, the Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, that Bishah Shemachnisim Odom Ledin. When a person, La'achar Misa, when a person goes up to Shemayim, Shoyalim Oisoi, they ask him, there are three different questions. Well, actually, you know, they may ask you more, but the first three questions, the first three pitches that they're going to throw you, you're going to have to hit out of the park. And it's, the first question is, Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. That's the first question. And we'll explain what these mean. The second question, Kavati itim l'toira. And everybody in this room right now, despite the very strong smell of the delicious cholent and kugel that's wafting through this room right now, which I hope to partake of as soon as we finish the shir, if there's any left and it's still hot. But they're going to ask you, Kavata Itim LaTorah. Did you set aside specific times to learn Torah? And the third question is, Tzipisa LiYeshua. Did you anxiously await, did you wait for the Yeshua, for the Geula? And I, you know, every time I hear this Chazal, every time I hear this Gemara, and I remember thinking of this many, many years ago, I said, you know, hey, this is really very cool. Imagine, for the ultimate test in your life, they're giving you the test questions right now. You know, it's not off, right? You always want to get the questions before the test. And here, on the most important test we're ever going to face, they're giving us the test questions. We have the questions. And yet the Yetzer Hara is strong enough to fool us for our entire lives that we're not going to have to one day account for these things. Okay, but so now that we have the test questions, and the Nesiva Shalom brings from Mefarshim that the explanation on the first question that they're going to ask us is a little bit different than we understand. Because we understand usually, whether you're Nasasa or Nasata Be'emunah, is whether you did your business dealings with Emuna. Did you do your business dealings honestly? Siva Shalom says a little bit of a different pshat. He says, Nosasa v'nosata be'emuna, the question is whether you were Isaac in the Inyan of Emuna. Did you treat the inyan, the subject of emuna, like a business? Did you treat it like a business proposition? Where in our business, we're so busy and we're so engrossed in seeing how we can expand our business and grow our business and grow our portfolio. And the Siva Shalom says that this question, what this question means is, did we treat emuna like a business? Did we work on it? Oh no, I don't have enough emuna today. I need to work on it. He said, Gufa, in the inyan of emuna, that's the question. With the same fervor that you would treat your business, you should be working on your emuna at all times. And it's a very beautiful pshat. And that is the first question that they're going to ask us. It's the yesoid of every yid, how you dealt with emuna. And right after that is the question of Torah, which we understand the importance and the significance of Torah. Torah follows right behind the inyan of emuna. But what's this next question? What is this next question of Tzipisa LeYeshua? What really does that mean? What's the fundamental nature of this question? Did I await it? Did I look forward to it? What exactly are we talking about? So Nesiv Shalom brings a smack that he explains that this question of Tzipisa LeYeshua really goes into the same subject of emuna. And the smack, who is one of those that counts all the mitzvahs, the smack says that the first mitzvah of the Torah is to, right there in Bereishis, is that we have a mitzvah to believe that Hashem is the one who created Shemayim Va'aretz. And Hashem is the one who rules over the entire universe at all times. And then, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the first mitzvah that we're instructed in the Torah. And this is weird, and Siva Shalom says, Tzipisa LeYeshua comes in. That we have to believe, the first thing you have to believe, just like we need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, as we're going to see in the next couple of weeks, we're going to learn through the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, just as a Yid has to believe every day of his life that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, so too we need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yoshienu Baracham of Shenis. A second time. See, Tzipisa LeYeshua, it's a fundamental of emuna. The same way we're instructed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim like that, we have to bear in mind and think at all times and hope and understand and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out once again. And He's going to redeem us once again from this galus. So Tzipisa LeYeshua is very, very much tied to emuna. And then Siva Shalom says something very interesting. There are two important parts here. We learn it from Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, right? We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who took us Asher Tisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The Siva Shalom says it's really two separate things that you have to know. And this is a very encouraging thought also. He says there's Anoichi Hashem. That's the first part. And then there's Elokecha. You could separate them. In other words, Anoichi Hashem is the etzem believing that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to believe that there is Hashem. And he said, you know what Elokecha teaches you? Elokecha teaches you that there is a Hashem, but you know what? He's your Hashem. And He's Hashem that loves not just every person, He loves you. And it's Hashem that will never ever forsake anyone, but you know what? You have to understand, He will never forsake you. And He'll redeem you, not from your personal galus. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, that when you are having a problem in your life, and when you have an issue in your life, and you have a personal struggle, and you have a personal trouble, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem you, and you have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always watching you, and He's always taking care of you. And that is Tzipisa LeYeshua. Not just Tzipisa LeYeshua for Mashiach to get out of the Golus, but Tzipisa LeYeshua, we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what you go through in your life, you have to understand and believe that we're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of us, to give us our own personal Yeshua. And that is the Yesod of Amunah. And that is why you ask the question, did you believe when you were having a trouble in your life, did you believe that, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who could take care of you? And he says another pshat. He says there's another reason why Tzipisa LeYeshua is part of the commandment of Amunah. It says, along with emuna, that Hashem created the entire world. That's the fundamental thing of emuna that we said. Hashem created the entire world, and He continues to run everything. There's something else that we have to believe, and this is very important. We need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but He created the world for a purpose. He created the world for a reason. And you know that the tachlis of the world, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, is definitely not this world that's filled with gashmias and filled with taivas. It's fundamental. We have to believe Hashem created the world. Why did He create the world? Not for all this gashmias. And not for all the fluff that we see going on here in Olam Hazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He didn't create it either for a world that sometimes is so much tzaras and so many problems and things that we don't understand. You know what the tachlis of the world is? The tachlis of the world, we need to believe, is for that time of Umala Haaretz Deo Es Hashem. That there's going to come a day when everything's going to be obvious. And everyone's going to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everybody's going to see that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although we do not understand it now, look how many tzaras, look how many things are going on around us. And we push it, we can't understand all the tzaras that people go through. But you know what? These are tzaras of Olam Hazeh. But they will all lead to that day, that Umala Haaretz Deo Es Hashem. And they're all going to lead to that time, and we have to be ma'amin, we have to believe at all times that it is so. And that is the idea of Tzipisa LeYeshua. Did you understand, did you believe that there's a purpose for this world? And when you see something that goes on in this world, and things that happen sometimes, and things that happen to people, and things that happen to every single person, you know what it is? We have to understand that it's all for a purpose, but not for now. We don't understand it, and that's a question we're going to be asked. See, peace of the Yeshua. Did you look forward that, yes, I'll understand it. When? I'll understand it. When does the Yeshua? And this whole idea, like we say, is very, very connected to Emunah. And therefore, on the Yom HaDin, we're asked this question. Just want to end off by saying, the Nesiv HaShalom tells us that each and every person has his own personal tzaras. And in your own personal life, this is a fundamental thing. In your own personal life, you need to always believe that Hashem is there for us, and He's there for us through every single one of our personal challenges. That's Emunah. That's believing. That's Yeshua. Yaakov Avinu, in this week's Parsha, that's why I said I was thinking this, I'm just adding on my own thought here, is that it's really a transitional Parsha. If you're looking at the end of the Parsha and it comes to the Berachas Yaakov and all that, Yaakov Avinu is preparing us for Golus. He's telling us, telling the Shvatim, how we're going to persevere and how we're going to get through Golus. And he's also advising us, not just the Golus Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu is advising us with Emunah, he's advising us, he's giving us Musar, he's telling us how we are going to survive and persevere thousands of years later, today. Lishu Ascha Kivisi Hashem. That's the fundamental thing. This whole shir that we just said about Emunah and Yeshua, this whole thing, Yaakov Avinu, in those words, Lishu Ascha Kivisi Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for your salvation, for the hope that you give us, that is what we look forward to. And that is something we have to remember when we learn through all this, the Parshias and Sefer Bereishis. They're loaded with Emunah and the belief in the Emunah Pshuta and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we have to also be looking forward and saying that one day the whole world will be full of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will understand, and there will be a Yeshua, and it's all for us. Let's take the chizuk of this week's Parshias. We accomplished so much in Bereishis. Hopefully, Metz Hashem, next week, we'll start Shemois, and we should taka be zoiche to the real Nechama. Today was the Sar B'Tavis, Rebbe Zoich of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, and Taka, everybody here should have the bracha that we say, Chazak, Chazak, V'niz Chazek. There we go.
Thank you. Very nice.
Was that a hint to close the shop to keep it warm?